Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
What's the breaking news?
Oh, my God. You're going to freak out.
Hang on. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Breaking news. Here we go.
You're going to be so excited.
What's the breaking news?
I mean, this is like your dream.
Okay. All right.
It looks like maybe, perhaps, Taylor Swift is going to be the halftime show.
No.
Yes.
No.
At the Super Bowl.
Don't say it.
You are a Swiftie fan.
No. Why would you get something bigger than the game itself like that? I mean, that's just not even fair.
Is that
right?
Crazy?
Oh, my God. I love Taylor Swift.
I know you do.
I am a Swiftie.
I know.
My bedroom has Taylor Swift all over it.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
This could be unbelievable for you. I mean,
really? For a halftime show of a Super Bowl game, you got Taylor Swift?
That's what is that? Some people are saying that. How do you go from last year's halftime show to Icons to Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I mean, you go from like The Weeknd and you had Prince years before. I mean, some of the biggest acts there is, U2. You go to Taylor Swift.
Listen.
It's a little pasty.
It's a medley of her failed relationships.
I know, but I'm just saying that. I don't know if people, I don't know if NFL fans are Taylor Swift fans. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you love football and you love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you're a Swiftie.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm an anomaly, okay? I'm not like most football fans. I think most football fans are not Taylor Swift fans.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. And I think you have to really... You've got to add somebody with her, like an Ozzy Osbourne or something.
Well, wait a minute, though. We had J-Lo. J-Lo and...
But J-Lo's hipper than Taylor Swift.
We had J-Lo and...
I mean, at least with J-Lo, you got some booty out there, man. You got some action going on. No, I'm serious. You've got a little eye candy, you know. Yeah. You don't have eye candy with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of complaints, I have to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, J-Lo gives you a little bedazzled, I guess.
They said the only way this would be exciting is if all of a sudden, as a stunt, Kanye interrupts it and does a song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to throw a Kanye in there, or maybe even, take a boy band or something you can put up there with her. I don't know. You got to do something.
NFL fans love boy bands?
They should put the Backstreet Boys up there.
No, like BTS. You know, go big. Because that would be better than Taylor Swift, though.
So, because football fans love BTS.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but I'm just saying that
well, you're doing the same genre.
They like it. They like
they
it better
than... They just broke up, so that would actually be huge.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, remember? Or they took the hiatus or whatever.
They did not break up. Do not say BTS
but
broke
up. That would be a great reunion to come back with.
Yeah.
You know? But I think you'd have more fans with BTS than what you'd have with Taylor Swift.
That's the same. Both of them are the same genre. They're both pop. Like, you know, like... That's still the same teenage bopsy stuff.
I will tell you.
You need to add Taylor Swift with, like, Kenny Rogers. Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
Oh, shit.
I will tell you, when Weeknd did the halftime show, I thought that was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was a horrible halftime show.
But it's not his fault. It was the pandemic
It was kind of his fault, though, because remember they had all those strobe lights and all that? It was just...
Yeah, the weird fun house of mirrors.
Yeah, it gave you a headache.
Yeah,
man.
It did.
It did give you a headache.
It was a headache halftime.
All right, so let's play Game Sweeping the Nation, 51059. Who should be with Taylor Swift? That football fans would really like.
All right. Fans would really like. Maybe a little Hank Williams Jr.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
Oh, he is?
He's just canceled.
He's canceled?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want to know.
They took him off of, because of all of his political stuff.
No, yeah. That's not why they took him off.
They took him off because he had its run.
I don't know anything about the story.
Yeah.
But he might know. I don't know. He knows.
No, I don't think he's canceled.
He might be.
I think it depends on what age demographic you're going for with NFL guys at that point.
How about Keith Urban and Taylor Swift? Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that Keith Urban would be a bad call.
Well, right.
That's probably a decent call. Yeah.
You guys are dumb. You can't get bigger than Taylor Swift. I will admit that she is a huge, huge star. I mean, huge. And her hits are, she's
boring.
That's the problem.
She's boring.
Yeah, she is boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has Justin Bieber done a halftime show?
Oh, he'd be great.
He would be so good.
No, he'd be really good because he's very, very, he's just a good showman.
You're right. Somebody said Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift.
Well, that might work.
Yeah.
You got to put somebody with her.
Tim McGraw's pants are too tight.
Well, I think there are some people that would like that.
Walks around like he has boards in his legs.
Yeah, it's just, they're like,
I think football fans like tight pants. I mean, look at the players.
Somebody said, how about Taylor Swift and Trisha Yearwood? Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Trisha Yearwood's your favorite. That'd be like a doozy.
No, you don't want Trisha Yearwood.
Somebody said that, yeah, he was fired from the NFL.
He was just replaced. He wasn't fired.
I don't know. Will you look it up so we know?
Creepers, creepers. He wasn't fired. He was just replaced.
I'm just saying.
With a new song. And remember, it was Marshmello.
Yeah.
He compared Obama to Hitler.
Oh, yeah, that's why he was fired.
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. He was removed after comparing Obama to Hitler, and they axed him. Yep.
Yeah.
So he was canceled.
You can't say that about the president.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
So, yep, he was gone.
All right, so who do we put with Taylor Swift?
Aerosmith.
Oh, I like this Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone.
That would be sick.
But just by himself. We don't even need Taylor.
No, we don't need Taylor if you're going to get Post Malone. You don't need Taylor Swift, right?
I know, but then I worry Post Malone will be all drunk, and, you know, he won't pull it off. He'll be, season change.
Fall off the stage again.
Somebody says Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Yeah, put Maroon 5 up there.
Let's see here. There's a football game.
Didn't they do it once before?
Who?
The Maroon 5.
They were on
Adam Levine did it once before, didn't he?
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Yeah, because he took off his shirt.
Yeah.
And everybody talked about it. Like,
seems a little early to be talking about the Super Bowl, though.
When is it?
February.
Where are we? We're like October.
We're in September.
Oh, well, whatever. Dolly.
The NFL season just started.
How about Dolly Parton?
Why not?
I mean, come on.
They can bring her on for a song for sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. If she's around by then, who knows?
What are you doing?
You don't know.
What are you
just
doing?
Don't know. You don't know.
Killing Dolly Parton, BJ.
You don't know.
He just killed Dolly Parton.
He just killed her.
I'm just saying.
What are you doing?
We don't know.
Oh, my God.
Have a backup ready to go.
Wow.
That's all.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, people are not happy with you for putting Dolly Parton in the old
I didn't put her on a death list. All I said that Dolly would be fine for a halftime show for the Super Bowl if she's around at that point.
Which
it's
puts
in
her
February.
In the what? In the death pool.
Well, that's 2023, so you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. Not Dolly, man. Don't do it.
Old Dolly.
Don't do it. All right, coming out this weekend is Don't Worry, Darling, which is the movie with Olivia Wilde starring Florence, is it Pugh and Harry Styles. It's getting horrible reviews, I guess, and I heard one person say Harry Styles was amazing in it, and then other people said he was horrible in it. So I don't know.
So who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah. Also, Avatar is being re-released. Advanced ticket sales indicate that Avatar could rack up 8 to 10 million more from 3D theaters over the weekend.
I will tell you this. We went to Disney World over the summer, and my wife and kid, and the Avatar ride is absolutely amazing.
Oh, is it really?
It is the best thing at Disney by far.
I haven't even seen the movie.
It is awesome.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yesterday, a lot of you watched the NFL streaming on Amazon. Poor BJ. He can't figure out how to put it on his TV.
No, it comes up on my TV, but it goes to a third-party app, and I can't figure it out for some reason. So
he has to watch it on a teeny tiny phone.
Yeah. But I didn't even get to see it last night because we did Halloween decorations.
And didn't you say you were at the Walmart, too?
Yeah. Then we went over to Walmart and went through their Halloween section to buy some other goods.
Yeah.
For the front yard. So I didn't even get to see the football game last night.
Well, it's not really going well. This whole deal with Amazon. I mean, it was, it's kind of.
Well, they paid billions of dollars, yeah, didn't they?
Right.
And I think they only do, Schmidl, you might know better than I do. I think they're only doing like, what, six, seven games?
I don't know if it's the whole season or not.
No,
not
I don't
sure
think it is.
That.
I think it's about six games, and they paid billions of dollars for this.
It is an 11-year deal worth $13 billion. Man. $13 billion. That's a lot of money, you know.
And again, I think it's only six games for the season.
Johnny Depp is dating his lawyer. We were all excited. We thought it was going to be Camille, but it's not. It's some other British hag.
She's pretty hot.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so at all.
I mean, she's a very, she's not very glamorous looking, if that's what you're looking for. But, I mean, she's very attractive, I think.
I don't think very attractive at all. I think kind of plain.
Yeah.
I mean, she
but a good plane.
But I wouldn't look twice at her. You know?
Well, I did. I looked more than twice.
Probably does some crazy tricks because, like you said, she's kind of plain, so.
Tricks?
Yeah, tricks.
You mean like magic tricks?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, pulls like rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah, make a quarter disappear.
Yeah, does the thing with the handkerchiefs, just keeps going and going.
Yeah. Finds that quarter behind your ear.
What are you guys doing?
Tricks.
what are you... What are you guys doing over there? Tricks
that she does.
What are you guys doing over here?
all that stuff that Schmidilla Dodd just said is code for something else.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The old handkerchief.
I mean, I did get the handkerchief thing because I was thinking beads, right?
Yeah.
But whatever. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, but everybody said that's not Camille. It's this other girl. They say that they're in a serious relationship. So who knows? But
serious.
I do love, like, anytime you date somebody like that, it's free legal advice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you always want to date somebody that has something to offer you.
Some goods and services.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, right now, I need a woodworker.
Yeah, you need a woodworker.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
That's why it's always good to date a hooker. Goods and services.
In the hell was that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
You know, there's something wrong with me. I don't know if it's the medication I'm on. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
It's like low blood sugar or something.
I apologize, people. I do.
Hey, do you want to hear something really fun? How about some Kanye audio?
Yeah, what about it?
Let's see here. Number two, yay.
Number two?
Yep.
Hang on 1 second.
Do you feel you have a voice as you're co-parenting now?
I do have a voice, but I had to fight for it. That hurts you when you... when you have to like scream about what your kids are wearing. And it's just little nuances where there was a parallel to what was happening at Gap, what was happening at Adidas, and what was happening in my home. It was all a kind of a disregard for the voice of something that I co-created. I co-created the children. I co-created the product at Adidas. I co-created the product at Gap. There's a parallel, and the parallel does touch on discrimination.
Even within your marriage?
Yeah.
So what he's saying is nobody's listening to him at Adidas, at the Gap, or his wife. Right? Nobody's listening to
him.
That's what I got from that. Anyway, Kanye. Speaking of Good Morning America and all that, don't forget to set your DVRs because on Monday morning, Al Roker from the Today Show is going to interview the iconic mascot Thunder.
Down, boy.
We're
down, buddy. Down. Hey, Thunder. That a boy.
Yep, the Broncos mascot will be interviewed by Al Roker. I don't know.
What's Al going to say to a horse?
He's going to say,
do you like hay?
No. He was going to say, hey, why the long face?
Yeah. Who owns that horse? Anybody know anything about that horse?
Well, we're going to find out on Monday morning.
Yeah, I wonder who owns the horse.
See, you are excited about it.
Now, the lady, she rides the horse.
It's a cowgirl.
The lady rides the horse. I don't know her name. I don't know if her name's Debbie or...
I know.
Becky or...
It's just something about late. The lady.
That lady, she rides that horse every week.
She sure does.
But I don't know anything about the horse or the lady, to be honest.
Her name is Ann Judge.
Ann Judge?
Yeah.
No, Ann Juggs.
Does Ann Judge, does she own the horse?
Can we wait and find out Monday morning?
Al Roker will tell us.
Can we
No, I'm trying to scoop him. I'm trying to ruin his bit for him. We're scooping Al.
Okay.
Right? Right, Thunder? Attaboy. Down, boy. Down. I know. You like Al Roker? Yeah, me either.
That's who owns it. That Sharon Magnus Blake. Sharon Magnus Blake. She owns him.
She owns the horse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sharon. I don't. What just happened?
Oh, yeah. She's a professional Arabian horse breeder who lives in Denver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her horse.
All right, Al.
And then.
Good luck with that.
Then Ann Juggs rides it.
Yep.
Yep. So that's good. Hey, do we think that Tom Brady hooked up with his ex?
I do.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, so here's what happened, you guys. Last week, Tom Brady took off. And remember, it was the same time that Giselle was on the phone crying. Tom Brady took off, and he went and spent the weekend with his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend, whatever she was, the woman that he had that son with.
Well, now, they're claiming that he went up there for his son's 15th birthday. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason he went. But we all know that Tom's been having some problems at home, right,
yep,
with Giselle. Yep. We know that they're, I guess, rumored not to be living in the same house.
Right.
He, you know, just coincidentally, it's the son, 15-year-old, which a lot of people don't even know about this kid. Kid looks just like Tom.
Who doesn't know about him?
I'm just saying that I think a lot of people don't know that he's got this whole different family.
Yeah, it was a huge scandal. We all know. Because he had an affair with Giselle while that woman was pregnant.
All right, well, whatever. I'm just saying that there's a kid up there in New England somewhere.
Yeah.
And he went up there and stayed for the entire weekend.
But I feel like I read that woman's remarried.
I don't know where he stayed, but...
You know, on the couch.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure, on the couch.
Tom Brady The picture only had Tom, the son, and her in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Scandal.
The husband wasn't in it.
And here's the other thing it's saying he cut his weekend in the Bahamas with Giselle early to go fly to the other woman. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know. This is suspicious, because remember, Giselle was crying on the phone.
I guess.
And we all know you always have hooked up with your ex-wife or your ex-husband. I mean, I hooked up with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
You hooked up probably with your ex-wife.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Nope.
Did not.
No. But a lot of people do.
I guess so.
Yeah, they do. So.
Well, I think Tom, I mean, he's going through some tough times.
Yeah, so. He really is.
Yeah, you got to get ready for the season, you know.
Gotta release some stress. Yeah.
Part of spring training.
Microsoft billionaire Paul Allen, you know, he passed away. Well, his art collection is going up on Christie's, and they're saying it's going to be worth over $2 billion.
Oh, man.
Just art. That is crazy.
Yeah, people that collect art, man, they're just so wealthy.
Well, that's also what you put on your wall. What do you call it? No arms, no legs? Art?
What? Wow.
That joke, remember?
But what do you
call a guy with no arms and no legs? Art, isn't that the joke?
I don't know.
There's also Matt. Remember, you guys don't know the one.
I've never heard that one.
Come on!
I know the deer with no arms and no legs.
Still no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's Art. It's Matt. There's another one. You guys don't remember those?
No.
They were so funny in fourth grade. Oh, forget it. I'm done. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Art.
And
no
Matt.
No arms, no legs.
And Matt, and then the guy in the swimming. Oh, you have to add it. You're like, what do you call a guy? Well, and then you say the guy in the pool with no arms, no legs. Bob. Remember that one? And we laughed.
I don't remember.
No.
That. That's crazy. Huh. Huh.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I think a lot of people are going to be doing Halloween decorations this week. It's a kind of fall weekend. Even though the temperatures are going to be around 80 degrees, it's still going to be kind of a fall weekend. I think people are going to be decorating.
I do, too.
Possibly hitting some of these. Hey, Spadil, do you still have that list of fall crap you called it?
Up here really quick.
All right, pull up your fall crap. Now, if you weren't a part of the show earlier this morning, Schmidl went through a list. He came running in here early this morning with a list of stuff he called the fall S. Okay, he used the S word.
Yeah,
we'll
he
call
just
it crap.
He just kind of tossed at me. Hey, it's like total schmido. Hey, Jim, here's some fall S for you.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go through the fall S list, okay? And not all of it, but just okay. The highlights there of things in the area that people can participate in this weekend.
Well, if you want to go down to a pumpkin farm and you're like kind of down south, you can go to the Long Neck Pumpkin Farm that's in Colorado Springs. If you're up here in town, there's the Morrison Cider Fest. There's also the Telluride Autumn Classic, which I thought was just for like going and looking at leaves, but I guess there's cars up there and stuff.
I don't know for sure, but I thought it was. Did you look it up?
I totally forgot to look that up.
Doesn't matter. It's fine. It's Telluride.
There's the Fruit of Fall Festival, and then there's like three different Oktoberfests going on.
Now, are you a fan of cider?
I am not.
I've noticed in King Soopers that they've got just stacks and stacks of cider. Who's buying that crap?
Well. I think they heat it up and they add alcohol to it, right?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it does. What's the one that has alcohol that's apples?
Is that cider? Hard apple cider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not apple cider doesn't have
alcohol. I think they add it to it, right? Yeah. They heat it up and add whiskey or
something? I've never really been a fan of it. You know what I mean?
You know what the best part about fall is?
What?
Is caramel apples with nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love those suckers.
And
they're far better than the candy apple.
Oh, way better.
Caramel is the way to go.
Yeah, with the nuts rolled in the... my God.
Yeah. All right, so you got all those festivals that are going on this weekend.
I have good news.
You got Bronco football coming up on Sunday, so the stadium is going to be rocking. It's here in town, so.
And I have good news. My eyeballs were just delivered.
You got them?
Yep, got them.
Jamie has inflatable eyeballs. And she also ordered some eyeballs, too.
But right, because I have Graves' disease. What?
Yeah, no, that was just a joke.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're here?
Yeah, they're here. So you guys, I have gigantic eyeballs. They're going in my yard, and they have a remote.
You're going to want to move them around a little bit because you got that new sod. You don't want to kill the grass under it by leaving it on there for too long.
You are such a buzzkill.
Who are you?
How am I a buzzkill? I'm trying to help out your new sod.
We're having fun talking about eyeballs. Moving around in the
yard.
Just
make sure you move them around every couple days.
And you're talking about dead grass.
Just move them.
You're a dead grass
dude. Like 2 or 3 feet to the left, to the right.
You are nothing but dead grass dude. That's who you are.
You don't want dead grass.
Well, it was actually kind of, I mean, as much as I hate it, you have a good point, which is hard to say to you.
I don't think a month's worth of eyeballs on the lawn are going to kill
I think
grass.
He's right. Yeah. I think it would.
It totally would.
Yeah, because it won't get any oxygen or sunlight or anything. Thank you, Schmidt.
Yeah, just move them like once or twice a week.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do I need to move my Peppa Pig?
You don't have any grass, so you're fine.
Why do you have Peppa Pig in the yard?
I got Peppa Pig.
Why?
It's Peppa Pig dressed in a Halloween costume.
Do you guys have a theme?
Yeah.
What's the theme?
Halloween.
No. I mean, like, because that's the problem with the eyeballs is I'm like, okay, what is the accoutrement to?
No. Halloween is body parts. That's your theme.
Oh,
body parts.
That's it.
Yeah,
you're right.
Now you need an inflatable kidney.
You're right.
Right. You need inflatable body parts.
Right.
You need to put those out there. You know, maybe a heart, kidney, lung, something
like
of that nature.
Yeah. Okay.
Add it to the eyeballs and people will get it.
Thank you for giving me a theme.
Yeah. Because we were at Walmart last night looking at Halloween decorations because we were putting them out. And I noticed a lot of the stuff they had were body parts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They literally had inflatable lungs.
They did not.
I swear.
They had inflatable lungs.
Yes. For the front yard, inflatable body parts.
If I have eyeballs and lungs, I don't know if my HOA is going to like this.
I think your house will be a smash.
BJ and Jamie.
I have great news for you.
What you got?
Well, it looks like, remember Belen from Channel 9?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I showed you her picture yesterday.
Aww.
Because she looks amazing.
Yeah.
I did not know this. I guess she's flying into Denver this weekend, and she's going to be singing the national anthem for the beginning of the football game.
I knew. She tipped me off.
Did she really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Beach, I'll be in on Saturday. What you doing, big
really,
boy?
Really? You guys going out for cocktails
No,
before?
I had no idea. She's doing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Now, she's a hell of a singer.
Yeah, she used to be in a band in Mexico that was like super uber popular.
Yeah, very poppy. Yeah. Yeah, we've seen some of the videos. It's very, very good stuff too.
Yeah, so she's in town, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she's in town. I know what you mean.
She's staying at the Brown Palace.
Yeah, Brown Palace. You betcha, pal. You betcha. Room 284.
Oh my God.
I know all about it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so she's doing the national anthem. I wonder how she hooked up for that gig. I mean, because she lives in L.A. now.
Yeah, she does. I don't know.
That's kind of crazy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I think she's done the national anthem for either the Rockies or maybe it was the Broncos once before, but all right.
Well. And then you said Elton John is at the White House or
Elton
something?
Elton John is at the White House on the South Lawn tonight doing a concert.
He is?
I don't know why. I have no idea.
Is Britney coming with him?
I have no idea what's going on there.
All right.
I have no idea.
I heard.
But Elton is there. Yep.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Go Broncos. Woo. Beat the San Francisco 49ers Sunday night. Man, people are going to be so wasted at that game.
Right. Why?
Because it's a night game. That gives them all afternoon to watch football and drink. And then you really pile it on around 6 o'clock at night.
Oh,
and before
yeah.
you know it, woo, it's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great game to go to.
All right, well, Uber, everybody. Jeez.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!